Blog Talk Radio.
Here with Pastor Bajo. Well, it's good to be with you this Saturday afternoon. We know that we're getting rain all over the place. There's many things that are taking place in the world today. Earthquakes, godliness all over the place, and Jesus Christ is coming back soon and very soon, so we need to be ready because the hearts of man will grow wax worse and worse. I was speaking to a gentleman today, and I was talking to him about the coming of the Lord, and he said something really interesting. He says, your approach is not accurate. And I begin to think is that the day that we die and we stand before the Lord, we will give an account for everything that we've done in this body. And it's going to be very difficult to convince our Lord Jesus Christ that his approach is not very practical. Because one of the things that the Lord is going to either say to us, well done, good and faithful servant, or depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I have never known you. So we read in the chapter in Matthew that there's only two things that the Lord possibly can say. It's either enter in or depart, either faithful or wicked. So we need to understand that all of us here, the only true thing that we do have is borrowed time. That's all we have because we can't take nothing with us. We won't take our houses. We won't take cars. The only thing we will take with us is our reputation, okay, and a good name. And the scripture tells us this, that a good name is to be treasured rather than gold or silver. And these last days, we begin to see that our hearts wax worse and worse. And the Holy Spirit is going to be released into the world, and there's going to be a mighty revival. Tomorrow is the day of Mother's Day. And so we're so grateful for having our mothers that suffered to bring us into this world. And so I want to say to all the mothers that are out there, God bless you and happy Mother's Day. And for the mothers out there that are struggling with their children that are lost, pray right now in the name of Jesus that they come back to the fold and back into the unity of the faith where God is able to reach them, because the arm of the Lord is not shortened that it cannot reach. So there is no one too far that God can't reach. So there's hope for the hopeless. So for all of you mothers out there, be encouraged. God is faithful, who is promised, and he's not slack concerning any of his promises. So I want to encourage you to have a blessed Mother's Day and know that God is able. There is nothing too hard for God. So be encouraged, and we're going to pray that God would touch your children out there. If there's a son out there that's lost out there in drugs, not knowing which way to turn, might feel trapped. The scripture says, lift up your eyes unto the hill. From where does your help come from? Your help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. So I want to encourage you that God is able. There's nothing too difficult for our God. Amen. Amen. We look at some of the interesting things that's taking place around the world. ISIS is beginning to revolt, and ISIS has declared that their plans is to annihilate all of the Christians and the Jews, and they call us the infidels. And so we know that we're in a holy war, and it's time for us Christians here in America to begin to rise up and come back to the old Christian religion where our religion was founded under. We are one nation under God, and we need to come back. It is impossible for a nation to be governed without God.
God has been merciful to America, and the truth is people think, oh, God's going to judge America. God literally, all he has to do is take his hedge of protection from around America, and we will judge ourselves. As long as there's a hedge of protection around America, the enemy can only do so much. He can only go so far. But if God removes that hedge of protection, we literally destroy ourselves. So it seems that the way the world is living in, you know, the scripture tells us in what? In the last days, men shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. We read in Revelation, there's a spirit of Jezebel that's gone into the earth. In the last book in the second chapter of Revelation, we see that in the last part of the Bible, we begin to see that that spirit that was way back in Elijah's days that opposed the prophetic ministry is the scripture that's going to take place today. So I want to encourage you today. So we thank you. I hope to see you next week, and hopefully we'll be with you shortly.